For decades, visitors to Victoria's Beacon Hill Park have marveled at the towering totem pole, one of the tallest in the world. Erected in 1956, the 133-foot cedar masterpiece, carved by a team led by renowned KWA Kootle tribal chief Mungo Martin alongside his sons, stands as a testament to indigenous artistry and cultural heritage. However, beneath the surface of this iconic landmark lies a deeper story, one of remembrance, sacrifice, and the ongoing journey of truth and reconciliation. Now, a new documentary film, Story Pole: Indigenous Veterans and the Tallest Totem in the World, delves into its intriguing history and significance, particularly focusing on the war memorial plaque at its base dedicated to British Columbia Indigenous veterans who served in the World Wars. "This is raw history," said Hereditary Chief David Mungo Knox, a member of the Kwikuuth First Nations and the great-grandson of Mungo Martin. "Even while we, the people of the land, talk about the totem pole and Mungo Martin, just looking at the First and Second World Wars and what our ancestors have done to shape who we are now as Canada, is incredible." The film, a culmination of 3.5 years of work by filmmaker and Royal Roads University professor in the School of Communication and Culture, Jeff Bird, explores the often overlooked contributions and sacrifices of Indigenous veterans, unraveling the mysteries surrounding the totem pole's enduring legacy. Funded by the City of Victoria, Story Pole marks Bird's 35th film as director and producer. "We know about the story pole, but we don't know the details," said Bird, speaking to his motivation behind the project. "The opportunity to work on it allowed me to explore the experience of Indigenous veterans, which is what really inspired me to get involved." Bird established strong relationships to create the film, working closely with Chief David and members of various First Nations, including Lekwungen Elder Butch Dick, Kwagul artist Stan Hunt, Healthsucks Bradley Hunt, Quaggle, Tingut, Nuuchan Nulth artist Mervyn Child, Vernon Barker, and Sayouts Mavis Underwood. "It's been a wonderful journey built on trust, listening to elders, learning from them, and moving forward in the spirit of truth and reconciliation," he said. Through the guidance of First Nations elders, Story Pole examines how Indigenous veteran service is remembered and honored in contemporary society. It's a powerful entry point into discussions surrounding truth and reconciliation, prompting viewers to consider the complex history of Indigenous peoples in Canada. Mavis Underwood, whose father and uncles fought in the Second World War, called the documentary "simply a powerful film." "It begins with looking at the tallest pole," she said, "and as you see the length of it, your mind is filled with a slew of other questions about Indigenous history and First Nations participation in the war." Story Pole premiered in Victoria on April 17 and will be broadcast on Czech TV on May 3 at 7 p.m. The film will also be screened internationally in Nijmegen and Holten, Netherlands, coinciding with the 80th anniversary of the Second World War victory in Europe. Observances in early May. "It's even more important nowadays that we think about how nations came together to fight against evil in the world," Bird said. Adding a personal dimension to the international screenings, 6 members of the Underwood family from Sayout Nation will travel to Holten Canadian War Cemetery to visit the grave of their ancestor, Ed Underwood, who served with the Canadian Scottish Regiment. A by-invitation-only screening will be held at Star Cinema in Sydney on May 11. Beyond these scheduled screenings, Story Pole: Indigenous Veterans and the Tallest Totem in the World will be available on storypole.ca, a website dedicated to the experiences of Indigenous veterans. Bird describes the website as a project of truth and reconciliation. The site will feature the film along with an Indigenous War Remembrance Education Toolkit designed for K-12 educators. "We really wanted to make sure that it wasn't just a film that tells the story about the past and where we are now. The project as a whole strives to look at ways we can better understand and engage in acts of remembrance, where each of us takes responsibility for making our communities better," Bird said.